Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yeah, go ahead and try to disbar him. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I am Austin York. An appeals court in Dallas has declined to halt an effort to discipline Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton for his actions he took during the 2020 presidential election.
The Texas Commission for Lawyer Discipline says Paxton committed professional misconduct when he filed suit against Pennsylvania and several other states, asking the U.S. Supreme Court to block inclusion of their delegates to the Electoral College. In that suit, Paxton demanded the office of the president appoint its own delegates, which would have overturned the election. That suit was dismissed. Paxton claims any attempt to discipline him are blocked by sovereign immunity because of his office. But the appeals court noted Paxton did not file the suit as attorney general. Rather, he filed it as an individual. There was a dissenting opinion from the three-judge panel, and Paxton still has the option of asking the full Fifth Court of Appeals to hear the case. He can also appeal to the all-Republican Texas Supreme Court. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
At the Jerry Elders capital murder trial, Tarrant County Medical Examiner Dr. Michael Schomp left no doubt that Robin Waddell of Johnson County was murdered.
It caused deaths of multiple gunshot wounds, in my opinion, and the manner of death is homicide.
Prosecutors say Elders carjacked and killed Waddell hours before he shot a Burleson police officer. Prosecutors want Elders put to death for the crime spree. Whether you've lived here for years or you just moved here, you no doubt are dealing with the frustrations of traffic congestion.
The North Central Texas Council of Governments is applying for a $20 million federal grant to alleviate congestion on roadways. Natalie Betker with the Council of Governments told a recent meeting that the goal is to change drivers' behavior.
We're looking at giving people incentives to change their behavior rather than charging them to do so.
Now, that might include things like paying truck drivers to keep their trucks parked during peak hours, or offering financial incentives for people to take public transportation instead. Betker says this would involve a smartphone app, which would be used in a way that respects users' privacy.
We don't want their whole entire trip. We would just geofence around the specific corridors, and when they travel through that corridor, we know when they're traveling through that corridor.
The pilot program would initially focus on five congested roadways, US 75, 635, 35E, 35W, and I-30. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Less than 20% of us voted in the primary, so even fewer of us are likely to show up for the runoffs. But candidates from one office in Dallas still met to talk about the issues.
No Republicans are running for Dallas County Sheriff, but current Sheriff Marion Brown and former Sheriff Lupe Valdez will face each other on the Democratic side. Brown says they've been holding more gun buyback events and neighborhood meetings so people can meet deputies outside of a time of crisis.
So now we are engaged in the community, and the community looks forward to us having those events.
Valdez says she did a lot of work to help people build relationships so they're less likely to reoffend.
We reached out to the employment programs, to the second chance programs, to mental health programs, and we brought them in. You can't make things change by not reaching out to other people in the community.
Early voting for all primary runoffs starts May 20th, with Election Day May 28th. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Playoffs are here, and the Dallas Stars are facing off against the Vegas Golden Knights in the first round of the playoffs, the same team that eliminated them last year. Head coach Pete DeBoer says it doesn't matter who you play, you got to be ready.
You know, what I love about the NHL is just the parity of the league and the battles down the stretch to get in, and the, you know, there was some great games in the last 2 weeks, and there's a reason the first round of the NHL playoffs are, you know, some people call it the best 2 weeks in sports. You know, it's an absolute gauntlet of good teams and great hockey.
The first game of the 7-game series will start Monday at the AAC. It's going to be one of the best series in the NBA playoffs in the first round, at least. It's the Mavs and the Clippers. guard Kyrie Irving has been the leader for the team and says he's been relying on fellow star Luka Doncic to have his back.
Me and Luka are doing the same thing here. When you know you have somebody that can be challenged, and I could look to Luka and be like, "Hey, man, like, come on, turn this ish up a little bit," or he'd be like, "All right, come on, Kai, say it in his language," or you know he'll say something to me, and you know it even is a more of an encouraging, celebratory moment. Like just getting somebody going on a positive note goes a long way. So I feel like that's a similarity of just keeping the positivity going. But when the going gets tough, you know you have somebody that's in the foxhole with you that's ready to go and shoot all their ammo out until they're empty. You need people like that that's not afraid to empty their clips.
First game of that series is in Los Angeles starting on Sunday. The Mavs lost the season series 1-2. With your afternoon All-Local, I'm Austin York.
The All-Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.